Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Get to the fans. Let's get out there. 410-583-1057. It is news from the nest. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope's on the other side of the glass. Vinny's on vacation for the next couple of weeks. Ravens at Green Bay Saturday night on Peacock. Let's go get Bill in Bayview. Bill, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hi. Wow. I almost forgot what I was going to say. Who has the responsibility between the guy that calls the plays, which is Monken, and who's on the field? Am I making sense? You know, I mean, in other words, the whoever's in the backfield, he would call the plays for them. So, but does he put those guys out there, or does Harbaugh put them out there, or do they decide ahead of time?
I think that's kind of what's been coming out here the past couple of days that has people confused. Is Harbaugh saying, well, we have this running back rotation, like it's this established thing ahead of time, whether that's before the entire game or before each drive. So I think that that's kind of an open conversation. The Monken's part of it. Willie Taggart, the running back coach, is responsible then for taking what Monken wants or Harbaugh and then getting it to the player themselves. It's a total group effort.
But I mean, the way John Harbaugh was trying to explain it, he made it sound like, well, Derrick Henry wanted Keaton Mitchell to lead that one drive after the possession where they scored the touchdown to go up by 11 points, and then, you know, New England matched it. Well, Derrick wanted that sort of thing. It got real vague to some reason. You would assume that the offensive coordinator is the end-all, be-all when it comes to personnel on the field with consultation to Willie Taggart, the running back coach. But ultimately, the head coach is the guy, you would think, especially in crunch time, that has the veto power over everybody else.
Right. But just logistically, like, you know, Monken's up in the box. You know, he's calling from up there. So he needs Taggart, obviously, to be listening to what's coming. And then, hey, go grab the actual guy on the bench. I mean, Monken can't do that for him. And then Harbaugh, obviously being the CEO, the overseer, he's got to know when to step in and veto something. And the one comment he made yesterday that I didn't appreciate, when he said in the same sentence, well, in hindsight, yeah, Derek should have been out there. But then he threw in this little caveat that was, had I have seen it in time, I would have made that move. Well, that doesn't make anything better. Now you're admitting that you're asleep at the wheel, pretty much. Like that doesn't magically make this all better.
Kind of Sounds like he's doing everything he can to just admit we screwed up.
Well, he's thrown like six explanations out there.
Yeah, just go, hey, we screwed up. You're right. Should have been there, but we can't make the media smarter than the coaches here. Let's go to Chris in Catonsville. Chris, what's up?
Well, you got to give Lamar credit. He promised that this year would be different, and it is very, very different, all in the wrong ways. And I don't get when 5 year last six playoff appearance losses have been because you don't run the ball enough. If you don't learn the first time, you don't learn the second time, you're not going to learn. He should have been gone like 3 or 4 years ago. If you constantly lose playoff games because you don't run enough, and then you have the number one running attack and your number one runner gets one carry for 20 yards in the first half, and he's rewarded by getting zero carries in the second half, we have an idiot for a head coach, and that's inexcusable.
All right, Chris, thanks for the call. I was wondering if people saying Lamar needs to go when it's all said and done. And we can go back 2019, the loss to Tennessee, the stunning L, where they did not run the ball. That was Giro, by the way, was the OC. 2023, the AFC Championship game. And there's been talk 2 years after the fact that Lamar hurt his knee early in that game. That may have prevented him from running because he was running all over Houston in the divisional round prior to that. And then last year, I mean, they were up against it, fell behind, and then they needed Lamar's arm to get back into the game, which they did, and ended, unfortunately, with Andrew dropping the potential game-tying two-point conversion.
And ultimately, the caller's right. I mean, the fact that this keeps happening is why people are fed up. You know, this wasn't just Sunday night against the Patriots. And you just mentioned two instances where it was way worse in the playoffs. More stakes on the line, but I think situationally, those were even more inexcusable because those spanned at least an entire half. And in the case of the Titans game, pretty much the entire game, where they were down 10 and they just stopped running completely. In the Chiefs game, they just didn't run in the second half, even though it was a close game and they could have. At least you could say Sunday night, we're talking about two drives, sure, and maybe six, seven, or eight total plays. Still not excusable, but again, to bring it back to time to move on and that being part of the conversation, you know, let's say there's a miracle and the Ravens make the playoffs. You know, this could very well happen again in the first round of the playoffs.
And given the situations we just talked about, there's been one constant, John Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. The coordinators have been different. Running backs have been different, but still same level of confusion,
right,
from a lot of fans. Even the announcers are like, Collinsworth, who everybody hates, was like, where the hell is Derrick Henry in this?
I thought,
His lips off Drake May's rear end, though, before he did that.
Collinsworth gets a ton of crap, and sometimes rightfully so. I mean, all these announcers, they go into their...
Romo's full on Patrick Mahomes.
Don't get me started on him.
Yeah.
But I thought it was almost cinematic the way Collinsworth set it up the other night when Lamar went down. The first drive or the next time the Ravens offense took the field, he's like, well, here it is. This is Derrick Henry. This is his game. Lamar went down. Huntley's capable. We've seen him win earlier this year. They beat the Bears. But this has got to be Derrick Henry this entire drive. And they did. And they came out and they ran, and it was probably scored the touchdown on that drive. And Collinsworth in the moment is like, there you go. That's how they're, if they're going to win this game, that's how they're going to do it.
And then Drake May.
Wow.
All right, here we go. Let's go to Calvin in Baltimore. Calvin, you're on with Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope. So on the other side of the glass, what's happening?
Bob, Nolan, how you guys doing?
All right, good. Calvin.
Bob, you know, Vinny and I go back a long time. I don't call that much no more, but they always say if you see something, say something. You know, guys, this thing with Henry, okay, yeah, Henry's a beast, okay, but the Ravens have a much, much, much bigger problem than this. And I'm going to tell you, 2008, my wife and my grandson and I, because I got this thing for Vince Lombardi and Bart Starr, we rode over to the West, Lambeau Field. We stopped past Notre Dame, stopped a while, and, you know, the Ice Bowl and all that. Now, this goes back. You remember way back when Jerry Kramer, the great right guard, he used to talk about Vince Lombardi. He said, Vince got on me, and he get emotional when he talk about it. Vince got on me, but Vince walked up to him one day and said, son, I'm getting on you. I'm hard on you. But one day, you're going to be a great right tackle. So you see how that made out. Well, see, here's the thing about Harbaugh. Harbaugh has been so many years, been such a nice guy. He's been a player coach. The guys like him. They like him. And I think what it is become discipline problem. These guys, God bless them because I love them all. In week 15, they're making the same mistakes that they made in week 1 and 2, jumping offside. Vinny and Bobby Nolan, I've seen them in one game where they were at the goal line, a frozen goal at the 1, two offside. You talking about, and then on defense, trying to beat the snap count, trying to beat this, Now, this is the last thing, guys. Marlon Humphrey, I love the guy, love him. Marlon Humphrey been with this team for 10 years. Okay, this is an example. Okay, these guys, the Marlon, there's no such thing as no shutdown corners no more. There's no Darrell Revis. There's no Deion Sanders, Revis Island and all that. Marlon is hit or miss. He'll either get an interception or he'll either let the guy be. These guys are super athletes, and you got to turn it up, man. You got to turn. And they don't do that. They don't have a safety coming over the top, and they just do the same things. They just do the same things over and over. There's no more Ed Reed. There's no more Ray Lewis. You don't have guys. Harbaugh treats these guys like, oh, I'm getting emotional here. Bobby Nolan, I'm gone after this. You got to do these guys like, you know how the fathers say, I'm not your father. I'm not your brother. I'm your father. And Harbaugh just got to get on these guys. He just got to get. And these guys make the same mistakes over and over and over and over and over again. So I think his message is kind of worn out. And I think that Harbaugh being the nice guy that he is, I think it's just drowned it out. And I really do think he was on. And, you know, Bob, when I told you and Vinny, I think it was about a month ago, 21 years ago when I was 15 years old, 52 years old.
There you go.
And I played this guy, this 20-year-old guy, great athlete. I was 52. He was 20, but he challenged me to a one-on-one bet. Skip Wise's nephew, a nice guy, but the guy challenged me. I beat this guy, and my buddy who watched, he said, Calvin, where you get all that damn energy? I said, I get it from God. Guys, you got to get down in the gut all the way there. You can't let an 11-point lead with 13, with the 12 or 10, 11, you got to get down in the gut and go get this thing. That's what these guys got to do. But Harbaugh, if I was him, I would just resign. But this team has got an issue.
All right, Calvin, I hear you, babe. You made it clear Harbaugh's not communicating with the team. Good job beating Skip Wise's nephew. I mean, Skip Wise, arguably the greatest player to ever come out of Baltimore City basketball, that is. But another fan that's kind of lost faith in the leadership on the sidelines for the Ravens, and in particular the guy that's the head coach of the team.
He was preaching there for a second.
Yes, he was. I was right.
Not your brother, not your father. I'm your father.
I'm not your friend. I'm your father. That's the saying there. We'll come back. Well, you know what makes everybody feel good? Money. Let's count some of that. Talk about buy or sell as well. Sports subjects of the day. Hey, David Rubenstein spending some money. We'll talk about that. Steve Molesky from, our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan. So we'll talk to Steve there. And then Robbie Davis, king of collectibles. He's Robbie at Robbie's First Base. Speaking of money, I mean, this guy craps gold bars.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Buy or sell time here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope's on the other side of the glass. Vinny's on vacation for the next couple of weeks. Mark it on your calendars. Tell your friends. Vinny will be back in a matter of time. Let's just say that. Now, we're 2 days away from Christmas. We could all use a stocking stuffer, whatever holiday you celebrate. It could be Festivus. I don't know. You can make up your own holiday. But we're here to count that dough before we get to the many sports subjects. So, Nolan, how are we feeling there? Green or red?
Color-coded, as always.
Yes.
And contrary to the current holiday, both colors are not good. Start with the green here. The NASDAQ is up 99. S&P 500 up 21. Dow Jones also up 93. Here's the downturn. Under Armour down a penny, but that's still down. And DraftKings down 83 cents.
Well, there we go.
I actually saw a piece in the banner the other day about Under Armour profits and everything.
Yeah.
Their stock. Of course, the big news this year was Curry leaving a shoe
tapped
deal
out.
With them.
And then a commercial comes out where he's always loyal, right. never changes.
Yeah, you imagine how good something has to be for me to change? That's the line. We'll see where he goes. Start with the sports topics here.
Yeah.
Drake May the other night carved up that Ravens defense. Looked like a true MVP candidate along the way, but he still isn't the favorite. Those odds belong to Matthew Stafford, and honestly, when you look at the stats, probably shouldn't even be that close. Stafford has more yards, 15 more touchdowns, 3 fewer interceptions, and if you want to compare quarterback rating, it's 112 for Stafford, 108 for May. Now, NFL writer Doug Clawson is even theorizing here that an MVP win would actually be what puts Stafford's Hall of Fame candidacy over the top. He always had the stats, finally had the playoff run to back it up when he went to LA, they won the Super Bowl. But are you buying or selling that Stafford needs an MVP to make the Hall?
I'm going to sell that. I think he's accumulated a lot of individual achievement. He's had some team achievement. Hey, the Lions went to the playoffs a couple years with him as well. Won a Super Bowl with LA. They've been to the postseason the last couple of years as well. MVP solidifies, get the gold jacket ready and all that good stuff. But and the bust. But I don't think he needs it to get into the Hall of Fame. For instance, everybody's talking about Phillip Rivers, who put up a ton of stats, but You know, he never won an MVP, never even made a Super Bowl. So I think Stafford's resume is equal to Philip Rivers, if not exceeds it, when it's all said and done.
How about the Red Sox? Very active this offseason, and they stayed busy here recently, acquiring Wilson Contreras from the Cardinals. A few years removed, Contreras, from his last All-Star season, but the switch to first base for him last year, not a problem. Very good offensive season at 33 years old. But what does this mean for that Boston infield? Can't forget about Tristan Casas. Might be easy to forget because he's been injured so much, but he could be or should be ready close to opening day and would normally be your everyday first baseman. So you say, okay, one can DH, one can play first base, but not so fast. Yoshida has been their predominant DH here the past couple of years, so it's quite the puzzle. Buy or sell, Bob, between the addition of Contreras, the ensuing roster shuffle, Alex Bregman will end up being the odd man out, not returning to Boston.
Oh, man. I will soft sell that. I think the market's been kind of tepid for Bregman so far, and you know, after a slow start in Boston, he percolated, got hot, helped get them to the playoffs. Look, the Orioles are kind of in the same dilemma. I mean, there are a lot of, like, first base for the Orioles, you have like four guys, and we'll talk about this with Steve Molesky. I mean, if there's room in the end for Alex Bregman, and if you're going to compete and he helps you do so, you'll figure out a way to make things happen. And Casas is a wild card, because the upside's incredible, and I believe he's a plus defender. I mean, it's been a while since we've seen him. Nah, they'll figure something out, maybe. And I don't think it's a foregone conclusion he's gone from Boston.
Right, and there's still people that are talking about trading Jarren Duran, which didn't make sense in season.
Yeah.
Makes even less sense now. I was never in on it, but you see all the moves they're making. What tells you that they're even remotely interested in selling?
Yeah, I don't understand it, because they're going all in on the pitching to some levels here. And Duran, what, won the Gold Glove? And he was almost a foregone conclusion to be traded at the All-Star, the trade deadline last year. And, you know, luckily for Boston, they didn't do it. But they have been kind of cost-effective in the recent vintage. Yeah. That's why Mookie Betts is playing in L.A., not Boston right now.
Right. Or that they backed out of Alonso.
Yeah, true.
This was their first base solution, I guess. How about the Jets here? You got to talk about the Jets. Never a good thing when you talk about New York, but they've made NFL history. I don't know if you saw this. Not the good kind. No interception this past Sunday against the Saints, which means it's been 15 straight weeks without forcing an interception, which is, in fact, an NFL record, at least going back to when turnovers became an official statistic in 1993. Would have thought it would have been earlier than that, but 93 is the year they went in the books. It's a bad look for Aaron Glenn, who came to town with a defensive reputation. Their road ahead here, final 2 weeks, Patriots and Bills. So not any easier in terms of opposing quarterbacks. But buy or sell, Bob, the Jets will actually go a full season without forcing a pick.
I'll sell it. They'll make a deflection here, a bounce off a helmet there. They're going to have to secure one. Really, they didn't count turnovers till 93? I know they kept interception totals, because Lester Hayes had like 13 back in 1980, and Stan White led the linebackers in interceptions back in the 70s, same with Lob Blackwood. But, I mean, NFL and their own stats, kind of late to the party. I mean, sacks didn't even start keeping them until 1982.
Maybe a little laziness on the person that was looking this up. They just went back to 93. You're like, I don't feel like looking any farther than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no doubt. But still, a whole 17-game season on top of it, that's a bad thing for a bad organization.
I can see it now. They'll get fourth quarter of that final game in Week 18. Still no interception, and then they'll finally get it. It'll be a pick six. It'll be this crowning moment. We almost did it.
As they're losing 41-0.
Right. Yeah.
They'll make it worth it.
It won't even be Josh Allen in the game. It'll be the backup.
That's going to do it for Buy or Sell, right? We're done there?
Yep, we're done.
When we come back, Steve Molesky is going to be joining us, talk some Orioles, speaking of them with him. And then we got Robbie Davis for Robbie's First Base. King of Collectibles dropped on Netflix. He's going to tell you why this is an important thing for you to follow and how to help relate to the city of Baltimore. NFL Lunch, join us for that at 410-583-1057. Got Nolan's Feeble Five, because Vinny's on vacation. That's coming up at 1:15. And A.J. Gersh, Fox 45, talk Ravens and Orioles with him. It's Turn It Up Tuesday, a couple of days from Christmas.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great,
but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here on the Fan. Talk about the moves that Mike Elias has made. There have been plenty of them. Steve Molesky. Steve, how you feeling?
Feeling good, Bob. I hope you are.
All right, man. And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and the family. The Shane Boz trade that came down late last week. Stunner, for sure. Compensation, plentiful. Steve, you follow the Orioles minor leagues as closely as anyone. And we don't know if Shane Boz could win the Cy Young or he could turn out to be Charlie Morton 2.0. I don't think that's going to happen, but you get the point. What about the compensation that goes to Tampa in return for what sort of upside from a former first-round draft pick in Boz himself?
I mean, they gave up a huge price, I think, for 3 years of control. And it seems like the industry's opinion on Shane Boz, as well as ERA, was below league average last year. The stuff can be elite. He can hit 100. He's got a curveball that can be big swing and miss. And I think they see, as the Tampa Bay GM said, his best years ahead. They weren't looking to move him, and it took that haul of prospects to get him. And so I'm really high on Michael Ferret. I really, really liked him as a pitching prospect. And so I think all four of those players had to be hard to part with, plus a draft pick. I mean, that's a haul, Bob.
Now, we know that they were also kind of sniffing around at least one other trade. The one that got reported out there was that they had heavy interest in Mackenzie Gore. And that was sort of at the winter meetings. And that's kind of died down a little bit. This whole offseason, we've been saying they need two prominent pitching moves. They got the one here with Boz. It seems like everyone's still pretty locked in on them potentially getting Framber Valdez or Suarez from Philly. But do you think that another trade could be their other big addition? And do they have the ammo still to get another pitcher through that route and maybe even a better one than Boz?
I mean, another trade could be coming, but if you're aiming being better than Boz, then you're going further up that list of prospects. Now you're bringing, you know, Basayo into the mix. You know, Mayo. We'll see. It seems to work better to have another big signing, right, and keep the remaining prospects. And the Orioles are said to be in the hunt for these guys. And Elias has said we could afford two big contracts. So they've afforded one. And we'll see if they get another one. And, you know, when they made those trades last year at the deadline and you guys interviewed me, and I said, the one thing I'm hearing from fans about these deadline trades is how are they going to help them win next year? And I pointed out repeatedly that you can trade those guys to get a player to help you win next year. Now, while they didn't trade a single player they acquired in those deadline deals, what the deadline deals did is deepen the farm to lessen the impact of a big trade like this. So I think, in essence, they did add players at the deadline to help them win this year. And that is where the Shane Baz acquisition comes into play.
Let's go back to the Alonso signing real quick, and I guess the impact it'll have. I mean, on the surface, it's obvious. You any chance you can get that kind of bat in your lineup, you take it. But he's an everyday first baseman in the literal sense of every day. I mean, he'll play 162, and he'll only DH in that time maybe once, twice, three times in a season. So if he's locked in at first, we've got hopes for Adley to reestablish himself as the starting everyday catcher. That leaves a Sam Basayo then seemingly to be DHing most of the time. Is that a concern for you at all to have such a young guy already relegated to being an everyday DH? Or do you think they can get creative and have him play the field a little more?
I mean, he can play some first base. You're right. I mean, if Alonzo's there a lot, that's less opportunities. And that already impacts two players on that roster, and Mountie and Mayo. And Basayo's the third. And so, but I think if you catch him a third of the time and you DH first base him some more of the time, you can get that bat out there enough. Because I think you have to get his bat out there. I mean, he just, you know, they sign him to the deal. There's no reason to send him back to the farm. It's time for him to play. So the Orioles do have to sort all this out, man. They've got more good hitters than they used to have as of, you know, a month ago. So they got to sort all this out.
Steve Molesky talking Orioles with him. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Steve, last thing for you. We talk about all these good hitters. We thought that Hester Kerstad was going to be one of them, and it looked like he was on his way to becoming an asset offensively. Haven't really heard much about him at all. What's the status report on Heston, and is there going to be a stun level if he's on that opening day roster when they open the season in 26 in March?
Probably so. I mean, he's just got to resurrect his career, and how quickly he can do that and where the opportunity will be, we just don't know those answers today. And I mean, Bob, the Orioles reached the point where they could not count on some of these kids to win in 2026, and Heston is certainly one of those. You just couldn't go into the season saying, well, he'll be a key. He'll be our right fielder. You know, I know he's had all these injuries and setbacks, but he'll start hitting and playing every day. You just couldn't say that. And so, you know, thus they brought in these other players. And I mean, even some of the young guys who have thrived are squeezed a little bit here by all these moves. Dylan Beavers, you know, is his role getting lessened? I hope not. I mean, I thought he looked really, really good and is a shining example of the Oriole player development. So we're going to see how they sort it out, man. It's not dull in Birdland, Bob. We knew that when the winter started because they were going to have to make some moves. And now that they've made moves, it has ramifications, and there are more moves coming for sure. And this roster that we're talking about today could look a little different, or maybe in some ways very different when they go to Sarasota. So don't change that dial, man, because something could be popping any time. And it's interesting again in Birdland, which I think is exciting for the fans and even for the media guys who do this every day.
100%. Steve Molesky, what's going on in your media world as we're heading up on Christmas and people want to follow you and get caught up on the Orioles stuff?
Well, Bob, I still got it humming on my Substack, Steve on baseball.substack.com. I've had a lot of great podcast guests recently. And, you know, I'll tell you, a podcast fan should listen to that. This kid's really fun to talk with. Last week I had Ethan Anderson, the catcher they drafted out of UVA a couple years ago, on my podcast, and he really, really got into how they try to make players better on the farm and how he's trying to get better and dealing with the ups and downs. He was very good in the Arizona Fall League this year. And so, I enjoy talking to these minor league kids and finding out what makes them tick. And so steveonbaseball.substack.com, you'll find that podcast and more.
Steve, have a great Christmas. Happy holidays, you and the family. And we'll talk to you next year.
You got it, guys. Merry Christmas. See you soon.
There's Steve Molesky, everybody. Thank you. We'll come back. Robbie Davis from Robbie's First Base, part of the King of Collectibles family. It's on Netflix. They got sports memorabilia. If you like Pez, they got those sorts of things. Stick around. We'll explain. If you're on the phones, you're going to join us for NFL Lunch. Coming up at the top of the hour, we got Nolan's Feeble Five. Who are the five worst teams in the NFL through 16 weeks? And A.J. Gersh, Fox 45. Talk Ravens, their season on life support. And now the optimism for the Orioles is back after they had a dreadful 2025 themselves. 105.7, Vinny's on vacation next couple of weeks. Mike Pope is in. Me a quick draw. NFL Lunch coming up top of the hour. Join us for that. 410-583-1057 is the number. But joining us now, if you're a fan of Netflix, for instance, Friday, we all watched Anthony Joshua pound Jake Paul. Not even try to pound him, just kind of did. Can you imagine if you hit him hard? But anyway, King of Collectibles. It's a show, if you haven't seen it or you're not familiar with, it's a very big deal, and it's got big stars, including our next guest. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. You know him best, Robbie's First Base. He's Robbie Davis. Rob, what's up?
What's going on, Bob? What's going on, Nolan?
Oh, it's Robbie Jr. I thought it was senior.
Nah, senior's still in the back. He's crapping those gold bricks. He's too busy to get to the phone.
That's right. He's got gold bars, baby. But Rob, Robbie Jr., of course. Robbie, tell everybody about King of Collectibles and how you originally, the family at Robbie's First Base, got involved now entering, what, season three here, if I'm not mistaken?
Season three now. Season three. King of Collectibles is in its third season now. We've been making TV shows for 15 years now. We originally did that Ball Boys TV show on ABC, and the same production company that made Ball Boys had a new project called King of Collectibles about 4 or 5 years ago. They asked if we wanted to be a part of it, and of course that was a no-brainer. You always want to be on TV, advertise your business, get more exposure. And at the time, this industry, and even up to now, has had the biggest growth that this industry has ever seen. There's more people in the collectibles industry now, both on the buying and selling side than there's ever been. And so it was really a no-brainer and perfect timing. And, I mean, we couldn't be happier to be a part of it.
Now, you and I have been speaking for years. We've known each other for a long, long time. And there was a time because, you know, you guys are sports memorabilia. You do a lot of things at Robbie's First Base. But the baseball card market kind of oversaturated itself. And it wasn't popping like it was in the late 80s, early 90s. But explain why the renaissance, why kids are coming in 10 years old buying baseball cards and buying them hand over fist, and why it's become popular yet again, maybe even more popular than it was before.
Even more popular than it was before, which I would say the last time it had this kind of growth was about 30 years ago, right around that time that Ken Griffey Jr. 89 upper deck card came out, which was that pretty much controlled the industry. Everybody wanted to jump in and chase that card. The same reasons why I thought this industry would never come back like it is the same reason why. And that's computers and the internet and marketing and all everything about that. When COVID hit and people couldn't get out, they were stuck in front of their cell phones, their computers, YouTube. And these guys that are the guys that market this business, the influencers, they were doing nothing but showing you what you might have of value, things that you could go chase of value. And what did people do? They went in their basements. They dug out their old collections. They started buying new things. They started buying these, you know, into these card breaks, you know, memorabilia breaks. All these things were online, all because of the computers. I never thought the kids would ever want to be interested in cards again because it's cardboard. I mean, they've got video games. They got cell phones. They got all this other stuff to distract them and take their attention. And lo and behold, because of that, is the whole reason why the industry grew, because it all is based off of kids. If kids are into it, the parents get into it, the parents spend the money, and they drive the market. They really, really do.
So the thing that gets me as a collectible outsider here, you know, I got no skin in the game, a couple old baseball cards, but this goes way beyond just the cards. Like, this recent boom here is so tied to really anything and everything. I mean, everything's a collectible at this point. Kind of a cliche question here, but what's the strangest thing you've ever purchased or you've got in the collection that you would normally think, well, there's no way in hell somebody would assign value to this?
it's always hard that when people say, you know, what's the strangest or what's the most valuable, it's always that we've been doing this so long. It's always hard to just come up with something right off the top like that. But I will say this. In this season, season three, my dad and I go see a guy that's got the world's largest and most valuable Pez collection. Just Pez. The Pez dispensers, the candy, the Pez, you know, world's largest Pez collection. And it's amazing. Like, I never, ever thought that I'd be looking at a Pez collection and wanting to get it. And we got that collection to take back to the auction house. You know, is it the weirdest thing? Nah, maybe not. But, like, it was the last thing I expected to see on the show and to work with on the show. And, you know, it's like anything. Things that people collected or desired in their childhood tends to be the things that they want to collect and buy as adults. And those are usually the things that we give value to. And if the item's scarce or the item's rare, it has value. It doesn't matter if it's Pez, doesn't matter if it's baseball cards, doesn't matter if it's a signed baseball, whatever it is. If there's scarcity, there's a market.
Robbie Davis Jr., Robbie's first base over in Timonium, King of Collectibles. Season 3 just dropped. I guess that's a professional term, Rob, on Netflix. And talk about not only you guys, you and Senior, and what you do. And I always thought Pez as a candy sucked, but it's all about the it's like the gum in a baseball pack card. It's secondary to the process. Yeah. But talk about some of the big fancy people. I just saw Logan Paul on ESPN pimping the program here about an hour ago.
Logan Paul is on the show because he's got a $7 million Charizard card that he sells on the show that he brings to the auction. We got Giannis, the Antetokounmpo brothers. They're on the show during a break. I have to go back to that last question, though, that no one asked me about the strangest thing. It might not have been something we had, but the strangest thing that I've ever seen somebody spend a lot of money on this show, we have a guy that spent $88,000 on a Cheeto just because it was shaped like the Pokemon Charizard, an $88,000 Cheeto, something you could eat, and they spent $88,000 on it. Absolutely ridiculous. And the thing about it is that, you know, he spent $88,000. There's somebody else out there that will spend more. You know, he gave value to this thing, and other people want it. The star power on the show is incredible. Logan Paul being on the show, Giannis and his brothers being on the show. You know, it just goes to show you that these guys that are, even though these guys are making a gazillion dollars themselves, they still have interest in the not only the collecting side, but the investing side. They're not just looking at these things as collecting. They're looking at these things as investments. And you'll see that on the show, that this now is not just a collecting sports or collecting memorabilia thing. It's a way to invest. It's a financial gain. It's another form of, you know, adding to your portfolio.
And, of course, it's Robbie and Robbie Jr. on it. It brings a Baltimore flavor to the equation. So for people that haven't seen it yet, Rob, tell them about Netflix, how they can go check it out. Literally, you can watch it right now if you want to.
You can watch the show right now on Netflix. All three seasons are up. Third season just dropped today. Season 1 and 2 are up. You can watch them all the way through. That's how you can spend your Christmas Eve, Christmas watching, binge watching Netflix, binge watching King of Collectibles. And I'll say this, if you have memorabilia and you have things that you think might be valuable, you know, you'll see on the people on this show, most of the people on the show that have these collectibles are not necessarily collectors. They're people that ended up with these things in their hands that they bring to the auction house that bring money. If you are in the Baltimore area or listen to the show and you think you have something that's valuable, call us, pick up the phone, call us, come in the store, whatever. You know, you might have something that's valuable and we can not only tell you what it's worth, we can always tell you, we can tell you how to sell it and we can sell it for you.
Robbie's first base, 9 West Ridgely Road, Timonium, Portet, 560-3200. By the way, I get pissed when I have to spend $4 for a bag of Cheetos, much less spend $88,000 on one. Junior, appreciate it as always. Good luck with the show, season 3. And I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, have a good Christmas.
You got it. You too. Here's Robbie Jr. Everyone, Robbie's first base. We'll come back, NFL Lunch, feed you some more football at 410-583-1057. Nolan's Feeble 5 coming up around 1:15. And then A.J. Gersh, Fox 45, another local kid. Talk about the Orioles, the moves they've made, and the Ravens season. Had such expectations. Looks like it might be coming to an end. Playoff hopes anyway this weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.